Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, September 4th. Today happens to be the birthday of Brother Junior Messick. Brother Messick is a missionary in Canada and a member of our church, and we appreciate him, his faithfulness through the years, and thank God God's given him another birthday today. And then Ed Thomas, our engineer, is having a birthday on tomorrow, so I hope you'll pray for him as well. Pray God gives both these men happy birthdays. Well, I've got a song by the Shepherd family going out especially to Sister Dorothy Holliday, and this is a Shepherd family singing, I Have Been Blessed. All right. Well, we are still looking in Matthew chapter number 5 at the Sermon on the Mount, and we're dealing with being spiritually pliant. We're dealing with the fact of having some meekness. And today we're going to finish that sermon, and Lord willing, next week we'll continue on with the next beatitude. I have had some already request me, move off of this. They are under such conviction. They say, move on, preacher, move on. And so after today's sermon, we will be moving on. But we certainly need these sermons. We certainly need these attitudes placed in our life. Amen. So I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Matthew chapter number 5, I'm just going to read verse 5. You know that's what we're focusing on in our message tonight. The Bible says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. If you want to be a leader, you're going to have to be a follower before you can ever be a leader. That's what the Lord told them. But he didn't just tell them, he showed them that. Amen. Lord, help us. He left us a great example. All right, here I am in my text. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. I'm going to stop there. I know it's in the middle of a sentence, but I'm going to stop there. For this point, I want to point to you the steps of our Lord's response. He said our Lord gave us an example of suffering. Our Lord went to Calvary. Was it his fault that he went to Calvary, or was it our fault? Pilate said, I find in him no fault at all. He had no fault. The fault lay entirely on us. But he never grumbled about it. He never complained about it. He submitted to the will of God. Amen. Verse 21 of 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us that we are to follow in Christ's footsteps. They're our example, which according to verse 22 had no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. His sinlessness, I want you to notice that, had no sin, verse 22, nor guile. No sin, no guile. Sinlessness was his response to God. He did not sin. Guilelessness was his response to man. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When they cursed him, he didn't curse them. He prayed for them. Amen. Amen. When they questioned him, he didn't respond in anger or bitterness or in some unruly manner. He had love. His response was without guile. Amen. He was reviled by man, but he reviled not again. He responded to God in that he committed himself to God. I believe that's patiently and with meekness he committed himself to God, knowing that God judges righteously. I could say it, go back to what our Lord said, this is the cup that my Father hath given me. Shall I not drink it? Amen. Jesus did the will of God, and he had patience with God, if I could say it that way. But he also had meekness towards men in his response. The development. How do we develop that? I'll say this. Our attitude ought to strive to be like his attitude. Peter said he left us an example whose footsteps we ought to follow. And we ought to pray, Lord, when trouble comes my way, help me to view that not as a reproach to me, but help me to view that as another opportunity to show faith in God, obedience and submission to the Father's will, and meekness towards others. Amen. Amen. When you go to the restaurant and the waitress messes up your order,
If you cuss her out, it won't do you much good to give her a tract at the end of the meal. Amen. But I've known people and sometimes preachers that's about as bad as that to get so angry. And by the way, I realize we all make mistakes. And I'm not saying that you can't say, listen, I asked for no tomato on that. Would you mind taking the tomato off or making me another sandwich, whatever's that? But do it kindly, recognizing that you make mistakes too. That's the point I'm trying to make. Amen. But our goal ought to be to show faith in God. Amen. Show faith in God and then try to reach others with the gospel. Amen. All right, well, my last point is the disbursement for meeting. It's that last phrase of chapter 5 and verse number 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Here's the blessing, the disbursement. He's made a promise. There's a gain that we get out of this meekness. Amen. But before I move to this, point out this blessing that's promised to the meek, I found it interesting reading in John Butler's commentary that he said this. He said that Greek word translated here in chapter 5, for they shall inherit the earth. He said that Greek word carries another word along with it. It carries the meaning. Let me find my notes here. He said it actually means only they. He said that in verse 4 also, blessed are they that mourn, for they, and we could say, and only they shall be comforted. Same thing in verse number 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs and only theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Nobody gets saved that does not recognize how low and sinful they are. Amen. You don't get saved thinking I've done enough to get myself in there, or at least to get me part way, and then I believe he'll help me with the rest of the way. No. You only get saved when you come to God as a bankrupt sinner. Amen. The same thing, the mourning and here. So it means they and only they, or they alone. I believe it shows that Christ is specifically saying that others cannot receive this message or this blessing. That this is God's only way. You've got to come this way. If you want to inherit the earth, then you're going to have to come to God as a meek and lowly spirited person. Amen. Those who have recognized their sin, have repented of their sin, can now display true restfulness in the love and the grace of God. Amen. God has worked in their heart to bring them to this place, that they can now display a right spirit, and that enables them to inherit the blessing that our Lord said. Now, this phrase, to it, they shall inherit the earth. I believe that points to the millennial kingdom. Amen. I don't believe it's talking about what the Jehovah's Witnesses are talking about inheriting the earth. Amen. I could say some things about that, and I'll leave that alone. Amen. But I believe it's talking about the millennial kingdom that's going to sit upon the earth for 1,000 years in the tribulation period. But it is true that those meek in spirit already have an inheritance. Already have inherited to some degree a better life than those who are proud, those who are angry, those who are anxious to grab all the material blessings that they have. You ever seen people that own a lot of land, but they're not happy with what they own because they want a little more? But the man that has almost nothing and is content with what he has actually has more than the fellow that thinks he has a lot. He's meek, but he's inheriting the earth. Amen. Amen. Most of these covetous type people are not happy with what they do have because they're trying to get more. But those who are meek and mild tend to be satisfied with that which they have, and they enjoy living. I believe that's a correct application to where our Lord talked about having life more abundantly. He not only came to give us life, and that in the future, eternal life, but life more abundantly. Life right here. We're living an abundant life right now by the good grace of God. Amen. Amen. I believe he's talking about that life abundant being this inheriting of the earth. Amen. Let me read you this. I won't have you turn there. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Paul says this, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things. Listen to this phrase. Having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Paul said godliness is not just good in the future. Godliness is good now. Wouldn't you say this meekness, which is an attribute of the Spirit, one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, would be lined up in this godliness that he's talking about? It's not only good in the future, it's good now. Amen. It do our hearts good. Matter of fact, it would do our worship services good if people would get back to a little bit of this, having patience and humility and being satisfied and meek towards God. Amen. Recognizing how good we do have it, even right here and now. Amen. Because we're saved by the good grace of God. Amen. Amen. I believe the meekness is the promise of that life that now is, that he talked about there in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Amen. And that which is to come is the blessing of the inheriting of the earth. Turn to Psalm 37. One last time I'll have you turn. Psalm 37 and verse number 16. Psalm 37. By the way, most commentators say that this beatitude, Matthew 5:5, is a discourse on this whole psalm, Psalm 37. The meek shall inherit the earth. There's a phrase in here that says that very thing. I thought I saw it a moment ago, and I didn't mark it. There it is, verse number 11. Look at Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now, before that, he's talking about evildoers being cut off. Amen. God's going to do away with the evildoers. But when is that? That's after the rapture. Amen. That's during the tribulation period at the end. And when the millennial kingdom comes, God's going to do away with the evildoers. Amen. And then the meek shall inherit the earth. Amen. So I believe that it is talking about that millennial kingdom that he's dealing with. But at the same time, he's talking about inheriting something right now. Now, I read where that you'd be surprised how many commentators said that that because Matthew's written to the Jews, that this was just talking about inheriting the promised land. That they're going to get to live in Canaan land. But he didn't say they shall inherit the land. He didn't say they shall inherit Palestine. He didn't say they shall inherit Canaan. He said they shall inherit the earth. Amen. The earth. Now, these people that were gathered around our Lord's feet on this mountain, they came to hear him preach. They were looking for the Messiah. But they were looking for the Messiah to be one that would deliver them from the Roman rule. They were looking for the Messiah that would deliver them from the laws of the Romans and that state of authority that was there. And they thought God would bring them back to a place of authority. Bring them to a place of peace in the promised land. They imagined a mighty prince that would wield a mighty sword and would run the Gentiles out of the land and would rid the land of the Gentiles and bring them to peace. And they would have their national pride and they would have their national arrogance and they would have all the things they wanted, their covetousness. Everything would be fulfilled. Jesus said, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. There's no place for pride. There's no place for covetousness. There's no place for arrogance. Matter of fact, the way Christ came to win the kingdom was through meekness in his own self. He didn't come to wield a sword and go fight off the Gentiles. He came to allow the sword of God to pierce his own heart at the hands of the Gentiles. How was he doing that? In a spirit of meekness. He taught us meekness by his life, but he taught us particularly meekness by his death. By his death, Christ would usher in the kingdom into the hearts and souls of men. This would be an inheritance indeed. Amen. We've got that inheritance. We've got that inheritance because we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been saved by the grace of God. Our hope's not in some coming king. Our hope's in the one that has already come and died for our sins and rose again on the third day. Amen. But our Lord said to these Jews, you've misunderstood this promise. But I do want you to notice, I believe that we can inherit the kingdom now. I believe we can inherit, get the blessings. Meekness will bless us now, the life that now is, and in the kingdom to come. But I want you to notice the phrase, because I believe it's right. In Matthew 5:5, blessed are right now. Blessed are the meek. For they shall, future tense. Not they do now, they shall inherit the earth. Now, there's a lot of things could be said about that, and I don't have time to push it. But it's clearly seen that this is a future promise. This is a future reward. That inheritance is in the future. Amen. Amen. It's not just a present possession, but the inheritance is a present possession. You remember when the prodigal son came to his father and said, "Father, I can't wait for you to die. I want what's coming to me now." And the father gave it to him and went and wasted his substance and righteous living. He came back and the elder son got upset about it. And the elder son said, "You never gave me so much as a kid to make merry with my friends." And the father said, "Son, all that I have is thine. Not just it will be when I'm gone. It's yours now." Can I tell you, we do have blessings of God right now. But just think what blessings we're going to have in the future. We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ right now. Amen. And that says to me there's a future for those that have put their trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There's a future reward that he's mentioned about. Just as God promised Abraham for his faithful obedience that he would possess the land, God has promised us by our faithful disposition and daily walk with him in a spirit of meekness, we can inherit the earth in the millennial kingdom. I believe that is undoubtedly speaking about ruling and reigning with Christ. Amen. One thing that this shows, if God said, our Lord said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," it tells me that the earth belongs to him. If he's going to give it to us, he's got to have it to give it to us. It don't belong to the devil. Amen. Amen. This world does not belong to the devil. The devil wants us to think it does. Amen. But Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. I don't believe just the souls of men. I believe everything that was lost in the fall. Jesus tasted death that he might buy it all back. Amen. He owns every piece of land on this planet. Amen. It all belongs to him. And one of these days he's going to give it away. Amen. As a reward for those that live and walk in his spirit of meekness. Amen. Now, let me close with this. As they come with a song and we get ready to stand, I don't imagine, I said it this morning, and I say it again, I don't imagine that if we would honestly search our heart, that we would think that we've arrived to a place that we deserve any such blessing as to inherit the earth. That we deserve to rule and reign with Christ. And yet he's made us a promise, if we'll submit to his will and allow the Spirit of God to work in our heart, he's began a good work. Don't fight the Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't disobey God. Allow the Spirit to work in you that he can give you the reward for obedience. Let's stand to our feet, heads bowed and eyes closed.
All right, well, that does complete today's sermon, as well as finishing up another week of broadcasting. I hope you'll tune in to the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast every day next week, as well as we'll begin looking at another beatitude. We'll pick on up next week on the next one, and so hope you'll stay tuned for that. But also want to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us in the Lord's Day services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We are easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road. We are trying to maintain some social distancing, so we ask you to observe that. We also ask that each one would wear a mask as they enter into the building and until they go to be seated. And if you don't have masks, we do have masks available, and you're welcome to take your mask off once you get seated, or if you'd like to keep it on, that's fine as well. And we're just trying to be as safe as possible and ask that you observe that also with us. But I would like to have you come and be with us. Service time is Sunday school at 10:15 and worship service is at 11:05. Those are the a.m. services. And then we have a 6:30 p.m. service on Sunday evening as well. Love to have you come and be a part of those services. Well, until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.